Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now,
the two things that we all know about men are that they are horny and stupid.
Join us.
Guys like all boobs.
As we peer inside.
Is it bad that I'm thinking about your hoo-ha right now?
The simple male mind.
Fat boy is a P-I-G pig.
All right, time now to go inside the simple male mind. And we're starting with a 617 text from a woman who says, I have been dating my boyfriend for 5 years.
Yeah.
I have given several hints that I would like for us to get engaged, and he refuses to even acknowledge them. How long do you think it will be that we are still dating before he finally asked me to marry him?
We go through this all the time. So is your relationship bad? So what does a ring mean? It means nothing. And I think, Deluxe, you agree with me on that. If you're
I'm not a conventional person, though, when it comes to that. I'm a little bit more progressive. I think a lot of people feel that if a relationship is going to the point of 5, 6, 7, 8 years without the engagement commitment, that it's like, the hell, you're gonna ask or get off the pot.
No, but,
and then as you get further into it, like, you know, this person's in it for 5 years and asking, when do I bail? Now you've got 5 years invested. So you're like, oh, let me hold on.
So my question to this young lady is everything great in your relationship? So if you are together for the next 50 years and everything is perfect, what's a ring mean? And guys get freaked out. I go through this all the time. Okay, so he gets you an engagement ring. Next thing you know, you want to get married. Next thing you know, does he own a house? He's probably stressed that he's going to lose half the house if you bail on him, because you put a ring on, he puts a ring on your finger, and then that piece of paper, which we all know it's a 50-50 shot, 50% of every couple in America are divorced, and he loses half of everything he's worked his ass off for. So, is everything great in your relationship?
Then don't just stick with it, you're saying?
Don't stir the pot. What's a ring
but
mean?
But he's probably not going to ask you if he hasn't asked yet.
Right.
She just needs to be.
Right. 5 years? 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how come you don't walk away? How come you don't go,
you
know what?
Because you have time invested. Yeah. That's why.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a spreadsheet or something, or a punch-in clock where we're keeping track? This guy's love is not enough. You got to get the government involved and
buy a
diamond from South Africa or wherever.
Right.
Spend an inordinate amount of money where you can actually just buy a beautiful home. And you can both live there and have your kids there. And you don't need to be married anymore.
Well, I just think it's so funny. Women, when he comes home from work today, confront him and say, go get me an engagement ring. I want to be engaged tomorrow. I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That ultimatum always
works. That could work.
A lot of people also have families that place a very high priority on the tradition of marriage. So it's not as simple as you being like, oh, yeah, I'm fine not getting married. A lot of people have family pressure. Their families are very close. And
that's a reason to get married. The other person? Seriously?
I'm just explaining the possibility,
divorce,
people.
Divorce 101. I got married because my mother-in-law pressured me to.
Because you got her daughter pregnant. Guy.
That is true.
Twice.
All right, here's a 617 text. I was dating a guy for 2 months and everything was great. He suddenly told me over the weekend that he has emotional problems and can't talk to me anymore. What does that mean?
He met a chick from BU.
Somebody else is what that means.
He got a hotter chick.
Yeah.
Come on, 2 months. What do you even care? Don't even worry about... You know what I will say to you? I love you. I adore you. 2 months. It's not even worth losing energy over. The guy's a chump. Move on. Go find a better guy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Here's a text regarding Thanksgiving. Last year, we went to my boyfriend's for Thanksgiving, and he assured me that this year we would go to my family's. He just told me yesterday that he is expected to be at his family's. I can come if I want, or I can go to my own family's home.
Right.
What's the deal here?
Don't stress out.
Don't worry about it.
Family's Thanksgiving. This kind of stuff.
Family stuff?
The energy wasted on family stuff.
A lot of people don't think that's a waste. Do you think the family gives two hoots
if you show up or you don't show up?
Yeah, a lot of people's families absolutely do. The holiday split is a very big source of stress for people. I know you don't have to show up for Thanksgiving, but some of us do.
Do you think Rod and Lynn are really going to stress if I'm not there?
No, they'd be psyched. Why you're not a great example in this scenario.
Yeah. This is the stuff.
They'd be happy if they probably tell you Thanksgiving's a different day.
And you believe it. They'd be happy if you're not there.
This is the stuff that people succumb to. So, if you get pressured into doing, why would you ever allow someone to make you do something you don't really feel like doing? That's not right. That's mean.
So then if you don't really feel like doing a thing, such as getting engaged, excuse me, why not tell the person that instead of beating around the bush and ignoring it? Why not just say, I'm not looking to get married. I'd like to keep things the way they are.
Is there anything worse than a couple of old people that force their kids to bring all their kids to a Thanksgiving dinner to pretend like, we have the greatest family on the planet, but you haven't seen the kids in 3 years.
But, you know, that's okay with some families, the once-a-year thing.
Right.
Here's a 508 text. A married coworker that is getting separated kissed me at a party, and he seems really into me, but he refuses to talk about what happened. Why?
Well, because he's got a bunch of other coworkers that are probably talking to his soon-to-be ex-wife, I guess. I don't know.
Is there any maybe he doesn't want the pressure of a work relationship or?
Well, he's probably hammered and he gave you a smooch.
Honest,
and then now he's like, okay, I didn't really mean that.
Look, deny, deny. It might work.
What do most men think about the pressure to be masculine? Having to be hardened and show no emotion.
Oh.
I am looking for an emotional, sensitive man. Are there any out there?
Yeah, they're out there.
But they're out there.
It's like anything, you know, there's a lot of pressure when it comes to the whole relationship thing, you know. Hopefully you can meet someone and you have the conversation on your second date and you actually talk and you understand what he's about. He understands what you're about. He's not trying to pretend to be something that you need. And that's where that whole masculinity thing comes from. And then there's a lot of chicks that like the bad boys.
Yeah. I will tell you exactly where to find a sensitive, emotional, thoughtful man. Look in someone else's friend zone. Because women love a-holes.
Oh.
So you put the nice guy in the friend zone.
Oh, Danielle.
Look in someone else's friend zone.
Oh. And can you just move right into somebody else's friend zone, or is that going to be an issue with the friend?
Well, here's the thing. You have to be very careful of that, because as I've told you before, the only way for a man to get out of the friend zone is to start paying attention to a different woman other than the one he was originally interested in. Then she's going to freak out because he's paying attention to you, especially if you know her. She'll be like, well, why are you all of a sudden talking to Sheila all the time? Now I have to swoop in and ruin this. Got to work it carefully.
Another great place to look is any Comic-Con.
Oh, good call.
They may be dressed up as something, but they're really nice and sensitive guys. Okay.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, LB, quick question for you.
Yeah.
You say a ring doesn't mean anything, but yet you've gotten married 3 times. Why?
Pressure.
But I'm an outlier. I do what I want. I use divorce. I say it all the time. I use divorce as a weapon. You think I'm scared that Annie's going to leave me? Go ahead. I'll give you half.
It took him 3 times. It's like the kid who keeps touching the hot oven.
Right.
Oh, this hurts. Ow. And then like next week, oh, this hurts. Ow.
Well, what's the downside? I get half a house in Halston, Massachusetts, man.
Or did you get written out of that?
No. I just don't get any of her money. Like she's got tons of dough on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I have to sign that paper every April.
Here's a text that says, realistically, How long should it take for a man to decide if he wants to be in a relationship? We've had the exclusivity talk, but there is never any talk of taking it to the next step relationship-wise.
We just talked about it. What is the next step? Why, if you're in our,
well, she wants exclusivity.
Doing all the,
well, so what?
Well,
if you're in a great
talk.
If you're in a great relationship and you guys are digging each other, then sit him down on the couch where you're going to watch the Bruins tonight against Dallas at the Garden and say, hey, I don't want you to date anybody else. I want to be serious, and I just want us to hang. How tough is that? I don't get why that's some sort of major issue. What does it take when the guy comes home from work and you've got supper on the table to go, hey, not for nothing, I don't want you to bang Mary anymore down the street. I'd really like to be your fiance or your girlfriend or whatever.
Relationships should just happen. If it doesn't just happen and progress naturally, you shouldn't have to have the sit-downs and the talks about what is this, what is that, pressure, pressure, pressure. Sometimes you can be into a person and like a person, and it just, they're not on the same path as you, and that's fine. But when things are good, it just happens. You want to see each other every day. You want to hang out all the time. The stuff, it just progresses. It just goes.
Organically.
Yes.
You want it to organically.
It's organic.
Organic.
Yes. So when you don't come home being out with the guys when you left Friday and it's Sunday morning at 6 o'clock and you pour yourself onto the couch.
Most guys don't do that.
Yeah, well.
Most guys don't.
When they don't, that means you're probably in a decent relationship.
Here's a 978 text. I'm 29, in school, and I think I'm attractive. I'm still single, and I have been told recently by guys that I can be intimidating. What does that mean when they say that?
Well, guys are insecure. That means you're successful. You're 29 years old. You're still in school. You're going to be, I don't know, obviously probably a lawyer or a doctor or something if you're still in school. So that too
is
probably
90%
of every guy is massively intimidating.
Mm-hmm. 508 text, my husband is retired and stays home every day. I still work in a very stressful job. This morning, as I was trying to get out of the house, he asked if I was taking the returns to the post office. I said I didn't have time. Could he? And he got angry. Why isn't he helping me more when he is retired and does nothing?
Somebody's spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's feeling pretty entitled right now.
So I guess he is.
Oh, hey, hon. Take it easy. Have a great day at work. I'm just going to grab a bowl of Shreddies and...
He doesn't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
He's retired. That's what retirement's all
about.
You
have to make him own up.
House of Cards just started last Friday.
Yes.
He doesn't have time to help out with the errands.
It's pretty good, I think. I was worried about it.
I haven't seen anything yet, so.
You haven't seen anything?
Not yet, no.
I was worried about it
mm-hmm.
without Frank around, but it's pretty good. Some good characters.
Is the Russian premiere in there?
Not that I have seen yet.
Okay. I love him.
Yeah.
He's a great bad guy.
Well, you know who's in it this season is the, who's the older actress who was in that movie you love, Danielle, the Tuscan.
Diane Lane.
Mm.
And she's excellent in it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty. I'm only three episodes in, so.
So but it's Claire holding the fort there?
She is the president. Yes. Spoiler alert. She is the president.
Okay.
And she's doing her best to try to be different, but she can't seem to be different.
Too much baggage.
Yes. All right. Well, that is Inside the Simple Male Mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.